I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The police in the Spanish city of Barcelona recently raided a suspicious-looking dry cleaners. It was late at night, and something fishy was going on. People were going in, but they weren't coming out. It had all the makings of a front for some illegal business. It turns out it was a front, but the cops didn't find anything nefarious, just people enjoying a pleasant dinner. The World's Jerry Haddon explains.
The Don't Tell Dry Cleaners hints at nothing culinary. Clothes hang on hangers in the windows, and there's a price list for shirts, dresses, and so on. On a recent Friday night, an elegant couple goes in. They walk straight to a curtain along one wall and push it aside. Then they press their index fingers to some sort of scanning device, and a secret door slides open. They disappear inside, and I follow them.
Jerry, that's G-E-R-R-Y.
But to get past that sliding door, you first have to register, get your own fingerprints into the system, then to the wall scanner. The door opens again. And at the end of a long hallway, past the DJ booth, you reach a hip little restaurant. Maybe 15 tables, everything high-end design, the whole place lit up in bluish light. A young couple, Joan and Lena, are just paying the check.
Al principio de conocernos, buscábamos sitios originales, no tradicionales.
Ever since we met, says Juan, we've been looking for original places to eat out, whether in Barcelona or wherever. That's the magic, finding places with charm.
Parece que nadie, no todo el mundo lo conoce, ¿no? Tú pasas
it seems like people don't know about this place, Lena adds. You pass it on the street and you wouldn't say, hey, let's eat here tonight, because it doesn't look like a restaurant. Juan and Lena heard about Don't Tell from a friend, which is how it's supposed to work, says Don't Tell's manager, Cristian Rodriguez. He says, for the price of a normal meal, you get to come to a place that no one else would ever bring you to. The idea was to create a secret, a sort of gift. Secret, exclusive, and part of a small trend. Over the past few years, clandestine eateries have been popping up in cities like Amsterdam, London, and Berlin. Don't Tell is one of at least three in Barcelona alone.
Cardenal Martini.
Papa.
Buenas noches, señores.
Did you write that down? That password exchange gets you into another secret bistro called, literally, the speakeasy. It's hidden behind a swank martini bar, but you enter through a separate service door. You walk down a hall past boxes of stacked vegetables and the kitchen, and you emerge into 1920s Chicago.
Yo cuando compré el dry martini...
Owner Javier de las Muelas says when he bought the martini bar, this area was the storeroom. One day I put a table back here, then the wine racks, he says. You can see that they're all from the 1920s. We wanted to pay tribute to the era of prohibition in America, which gave rise to hidden bars or speakeasies. The speakeasy is dark, cozy, and posh. Businessmen lunch here. Politicians cut deals. Like Don't Tell's, it aims for an air of exclusivity. But it is a business, so they will give the password to anyone who asks. Caterina Toscana says she's a regular.
Bueno, clandestino creo que ya no es tanto, ¿no? Pero para mí es sin duda el mejor restaurante de Barcelona.
She says for me it's not really clandestine anymore, but it is, without doubt, the best restaurant in Barcelona. The menu is great and always changing. In other words, secrecy as a concept doesn't work if the food stinks. But there is one restaurant in town that puts its hidden nature above the menu. It's called Dans le Noir, or Into the Dark. And that's what you do. You go into the dark. The total dark. This French chain wants you to know what it's like to be blind, at least for one meal. On a recent night, just before one group gets led into the pitch-black dining room, another group comes out gasping. One diner got a bit nervous, says owner Maite Sute. He has a heart condition, she says. It's better that he came out. Once inside, things do get unnerving. I abandoned my fork and immediately began eating with my fingers because otherwise I'd have been wearing my entree. It's chilly and utterly devoid of light. I feel like some eyeless cave dweller scrounging for lichen. My fingers touch something leafy. By the time it's over, I'm exhausted. Dans le Noir doesn't expect many repeat customers, but the owners want the experience to stay with you. A Barcelona student named Joan says he won't forget.
Un poco así, un punto de aburrido, incluso diría yo.
I'd even say it was a little boring, he says. I mean, after a few minutes, you're like, okay, now what? But I suppose the point is to make you think. If you make it to all three of these restaurants in Barcelona, but you still want more, you won't have to wait too long. The owners of Don't Tell Dry Cleaners plan to open another place with a fake business out front, this time a hair salon. So if you happen to pass a barbershop open very late and no one's getting a haircut, your next dinner could be just a fingerprint scan away. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
You can go inside a few of Barcelona's clandestine restaurants with Jerry Haddon, and the rooms are lit. He sent us a video to go with his story. You can find that at theworld.org.